This is Todd Yoder, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yeah, I like this right here. Makes me feel free.
Nice liner coming out of the break there. Todd Yoder, Super Bowl Buccaneer champion. You know what we need to do? I haven't been getting liners.
Yeah.
I got to get some liners from some of these people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Andrew would have been awesome.
But you know what? I haven't seen anybody doing liners. Like, is that an art form of the radio broadcasting media that's kind of a dying art form?
First of all, how do you know that? You know, as people are doing an interview or whatever, at the end of their interview, they could say, hey, would you just, you know, so you don't know whether they are or they're not doing it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we should definitely get one from Triple C here in a minute.
Yeah.
Could have gotten Sean.
Yeah.
You know, you two have not done well.
We're doing good. We're doing good. We're not executing on all cylinders like we should be. But there's a lot of distractions. It's hard to you know, stay focused on Media Row.
You know why you can't stay focused?
Because there's a million people here.
No, because you're not professional.
Oh, well, there goes another $7.
And 77 cents. The 77 cents add up.
I think Chris Sims took, like, pleasure in, like, running it up.
I can't wait for the taste of the NFL. You'll be back in St. Pete.
I will.
And I will be at the taste. Tasting all of this food.
Yeah.
Chocolate football helmet that they want to give me on Saturday.
Yeah.
I want to know how I'm going to, A, get that on a plane, and B, not eat it on the plane.
And how are you going to recreate it at the Golden Corral when you go there at the chocolate fountain? You got to get your own mold.
Could be.
Take it, put it in your ice plunge, and get it cold, and let it.
On tomorrow's show, we'll start an hour later tomorrow. I was going to say next week. Tomorrow we'll go 2 to 5.
Yes.
We have Lee Steinberg. We have Chuck Liddell. We have Alex Kappa. We have Michael Pittman. I don't know.
Are we golfing in the morning? We're going to try to get out there early and check it out?
I don't know.
We got time. If we get there early, we got to get there like 7:30.
7:30 still ain't going to cut it. We were here at 8. We were here at 8 o'clock today.
It's true.
We did interviews, chats, at 8:30 today.
We did.
You know, that we're going to try to get done and get pieced together.
You met the Rooms to Go guy.
I wanted him on just because I wanted to say that. I was going to say, and we're talking about Jesse Palmer. So I went up and I talked to Jesse Palmer, and hopefully, a brownie point with my wife, who even asked me to ask him a question.
Really?
My wife don't give two rats you know what about you, about me,
about the show,
about me being home or away or whatever.
Right.
But she asked me to ask Jesse Palmer a question.
What was the question?
I'm going to save it in case I get to talk to
Really?
Her. Yeah, but you know what? What I was going to ask him is, does it bother him that there's three of us, a part of this team on radio? One person wanted to bring up the holiday baking challenge,
okay,
which is what I was going to do for my wife.
Okay,
you know him as the Rooms to go guy.
Yeah, he's a furniture guy.
And Steve knew him as a former Florida Gator. He was also a bachelor.
Okay,
he was on the Bachelor.
Yeah.
So he's done so many different things, and you know, so many celebrities. When they get tagged something.
Right. They never get out of that mold.
They never do, and they run from it.
Right.
They don't want to be part of it.
Sure.
When I got to hang out with Andy, who I'm sure you don't know who that is, but that was Potsy on Happy Days.
Oh, okay.
He
yeah.
hated being called Potsy. And I'm thinking, that's what made you.
Right.
You know, where Henry Winkler, you know.
The Fonz.
Grabbed a hold of, you know, the Fonz.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but that shows the talent and the range that he has, that he's able to do other things, right? Because a lot of people can only do one thing. You can either play football at the highest level, but you can't act, you can't, you know, hold a conversation, you can't host, you can't entertain. So, shout out to Jesse Palmer.
You can't find Ryan Bader.
Well, you just got to follow the gold. It's like there's always a belt in that guy's hands.
He is going to go down as the guy who beat Fedor not once but twice.
Yeah.
And that line is iconic now. You know, what is the one thing?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like I asked Dwight Smith once, what is the, you know, your biggest regret? And he laughed at me because he has a big regret. And it had to do with an incident at, I believe it was a red light in Tampa.
Oh.
You know, so, I mean, it's so obvious you don't think of it. Of course, that's his one thing that Fedor, he couldn't beat Ryan Bader.
Yeah. Yeah, and like Conor's going to have the same thing with Khabib.
Well, yeah, but the only thing there is they only fought, you know, and he's going to continue to chase him, and I don't think that'll ever happen, and I don't think Conor would ever beat Khabib.
I don't think so either.
Do you have any interest, seriously, in Connor versus Chandler?
Yes.
Do you really?
I think so.
Is it because they're both heels and nobody cares about them?
That, plus they're stylistically, they match up. They're both going to stand there and just bang and fight. Like, we know Connor doesn't want to be on his back. We know he can't go to the ground with it. Like, you know, this is the fight that everyone wants to see. Two guys, big personalities, both heels, both similar styles. Both about the same experience and same age.
The heel portion helps, and that's what I've always said. You know, in order to be very successful, you just lost a chair. To be very successful, you have to be liked and hated.
Equally.
You know, you can't just – Matt Hughes was liked.
But
he wasn't hated until later.
But even with as big as that fight will be, I don't think it will be as big as Tyson Fury versus Francis Ngannou in boxing. I think that is the fight that everybody wants to see.
I don't even care about it.
Really?
I don't care.
I think it's massive.
I mean, it very well could be. It very well might be. But I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
But, the media row is early. But if we could do the celebrity golf thing early in the morning, some sunshine out in the desert.
Now, which golf tournament are you talking about?
The celebrity one that we said you were going to broadcast from with Jim McMahon and all the celebrities and all the...
Well, we have to work out the details of that tonight.
Yeah, let's get up.
What are we going to?
We're going to Cigars and Stars. And so we have a cigar affiliate of the network, also known as a tenant.
What?
Your boy, Alex. Weghorn, he's in the cigar industry. We can put him on.
I'm trying to think what the heck you were talking
about. Yeah, so... But we'll go tonight and see if it turns out to be what is advertised and is real, and if it is and tomorrow works out, I think we got to go in the morning. We can sleep when we die, Randy. We don't need to go to sleep tonight. We can just make this a 24-hour cycle. You've slept at Media Row before.
I have. And I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem not going anywhere, you know, back to the B&B or sleep. I could stay up.
Here comes the triple champ.
Right.
You're going to bend a knee to Triple C in about 30 seconds.
Let's go hit a real quick break when we come back. The Triple C, soon to be Quadruple C when we return. Henry Cejudo will be with us momentarily on Radio Row. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Hofacker and Associates Realty has proudly served the greater St. Petersburg area for over 50 years. Their trusted and experienced agents will help you with your first home, your dream home, and your forever home. Hofacker and Associates are Tampa Bay's land experts. In addition to real estate, they've added a sea division to assist you with all your watercraft needs, from entry-level boating to experienced yachtsmen. They are land and sea experts. Hofacker and Associates, helping people live the Florida lifestyle. Visit HofackerHomes.com.
It all starts here. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars along the spectacular waterfront of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg. Are you ready? Be here. March 3rd to the 5th, the NTT IndyCar Series headlines an action-packed weekend of racing under the sun.
Scott McLaughlin, he is now an IndyCar race winner!
Advance tickets start at $25. Get yours now. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, March 3rd to 5th. Be here.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Quick from the Philadelphia Eagles, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Radio Row here in Houston. How about that liner of an old Philadelphia Eagle?
Yeah. It's fitting that it's during Super Bowl week when the Eagles take the Chiefs.
Not sure what's going on back there at the headquarters, but this is pretty cool for me. You know, Henry Cejudo doesn't know much about Knockout Radio, and I understand that, and that's cool. You know, the background, and I don't even care about that stuff. Being a veteran, being a proud American, the Olympic gold to me is just the coolest thing ever.
Oh, 100%. I mean, you know, we hope someday that we can bring, you know, make football international like the Olympics is, you know. As of right now, as big as this is, we're here. Obviously, we're here at the Super Bowl. It's a beautiful Super Bowl event, but it doesn't get bigger than the Olympic Games. And I think what the Olympics has taught me has only kind of propelled me to become a double champ in the UFC.
Or soon to be triple champ.
Yeah.
Are we getting ahead of ourselves?
No, I'm already triple champ.
I know, but we were saying above the gold. You are triple C.
We're going for C4, man. Cause
C4. Is that what it is?
So the nickname will change. And it will come alive.
You know, I did think about that because I wrote down quadruple and all these things. What would it be? As much as, yeah, you're going to go win the belt.
Damn credentials, dude.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Oh.
You know, and I like that because I didn't know where you were going, and we've always said you can't give yourself, you know, a nickname. I mean, somebody has to, but you're right. That's yeah. Awesome.
Facts give me my nickname.
That could be the greatest answer. That's the greatest answer.
Why am I not surprised? Henry Cejudo came up with the greatest thing ever.
Because
that's awesome.
That's it.
That is awesome. What went into that decision? You know, I know that the R word, people don't like to say it, and, you know, retirement and moving on to the next portion of your life. What went into the decision to come back?
First of all, to talk about retirement, it was I've done everything there is to do in sports. You know, I've given a lot of my mind, body, soul to whatever it is that I've done. And I wanted to really experience, like, life other than just competing. And, you know, allow myself to miss it, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm 36 years old. I retired at 30, at 33. If I was to never come back, I'd still be happy. I'd be happy with my resume. But I just know there's still my ability still there. There's a lot in it. There's a lot in there. When I have the ability to train with Demetrius Johnson, John Jones, Davidson Figueroa, Zhang Wei Li, I'm just a sponge, man. So I've been able to teach them. I've also know my gifts more than ever. And I'm ready, man. I'm excited to come back, make a comeback, reclaim my belt, reclaim another one, and just go out as the greatest mixed martial artist of all time.
Chasing, who do you think that is right now? Who are you
John
chasing?
Jones.
I was starting to say it, but in case that wasn't who you thought.
John Jones. But a third belt would solidify me as the GOAT.
Oh, absolutely.
Even though right now it is John Jones, and it could just be John Jones forever for what he's done, man. Undefeated. You know, he wins his next weight class. You know, there ain't no denying. He's a great friend of mine. I'm super close with John. Actually, I was speaking to him yesterday. And, yeah, there's no debate. It's John Jones. Now, when it comes to the greatest combat athlete of all time, it is Triple C. And John Jones will tell you. Khabib Nurmagomedov will tell you. These guys will tell you because they do respect the fact that I am a gold medalist and a two-division champ in the UFC.
When you retired, you went into coaching. You've coached a lot of fighters as well. What do you get more enjoyment from? You know, coaching or being that athlete on Saturday night?
You know what?
Night?
For the first time, like when Davidson beat Brandon Moreno, because I coached him throughout that whole camp, Man, it was just like me winning a world title. Like, it felt that. Like, dude, you did exactly. You followed the game plan. It's super cool. They're both gratifying, but there's nothing like you doing it yourself. There's nothing like you saying, "All right, man, I put everything together," and being the belt, putting that belt around your waist. So you know, I've had a chance to be a world championship coach and actual or world champion. Be like, "Hey, man, you follow my game plan, you follow my system, I can take it to the promised land." You know, watching Zhang Wei Li win too, which she calls me all the time for game planning. Yeri won the world championship. So I've had the ability to really kind of mentor a lot of these guys, and it's satisfying. But there is nothing like winning it yourself with your team.
So Henry, so all right, so for me. I had the opportunity to drive you to the airport once. UFC royalty.
I thought you were crazy for a minute.
Hold on one sec.
There was no fair involved.
Would you have called Matt, and you need to say this back if you do, a professional Uber driver?
It was cool, man. We did an interview. So, yeah I think it was.
I combined the two worlds.
He was telling me about his pizza diet.
Of course.
So in that interview.
But he didn't say the word professional.
Correct. So, but on the way to the airport, we had plenty of time, extended time to talk about your recovery, and you talked about wearing a heart rate monitor, and based on how you recovered and slept, and that's how you performed and trained the next day based on your recovery. What have you added to that at this stage of the game, at your age, to make sure you're in the best shape of your life for this next fight?
Well, you know what, especially now that I'm older, I'm stimulating the body more now than actually annihilating it. Like stimulation of just like therapeutical type training and using more of guerrilla war, more of tactics in that sense. I'm still young, man. I'm today's my birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday.
So I'm 36 years old, 36 years young now, and I've never felt stronger or better or wiser. And what is it that I'm doing? So just a lot of tactical training, being very open to new things, evolution, tactics. Anything that gives me the edge, I feel like I have, but there's a lot of things that I can't share. But everything's legal. But it's awesome, man. It's awesome to be able to see what is it that I'm gonna end up fighting for the title here pretty soon. So it's awesome for people to see. I'm taking after a 3-year layoff, I'm taking inspiration from Michael Jordan to be able to come back and then win it again. So and then I will be called C4. Too explosive for TV, baby.
Hopefully you've already trademarked all that stuff. Have it beforehand.
Yeah.
Now you can tell by his look.
Yeah, you got get on that.
It's copyrighted already.
Yeah. Perfect. That's good. Any idea when that fight will be?
We're looking at May. The UFC's looking at May. May 6th, I believe the card is. So, you know, that's when we're planning on, on dump Aljamain Sterling on his head. How about that?
And then Sean was here, was it yesterday, who said he's ready to step in if something happens with Sterling.
Yeah, he's ready to step in, but he's not ready to step in. You know what I'm saying? So he can say what he wants. He's not proven. He's just a fan favorite. That's all I can say about Sean O'Malley. But when he does step into that octagon, we're going to fight. I'm going to fight him next. He'll see the different pressure. He'll see the different experience. And he'll just see a different animal in there. And I'm very technical, too.
Talk about your commentating as well. We ran across you at Eagle FC down in Miami a couple times.
Yeah, it was awesome, dude. It was awesome to be able to commentate. I mean, I have the, you know, I'm an entertainer. Give a gap. You know, I've done a lot of public speaking in my life, so now that I'm making money off of it, it's super cool. You know, and it's a talent, man. When you understand the sport and you're able to convey what is it that's going on, it's just, you know, you belong making money in that situation.
So there was an epic football baseball card back in the day with Bo Jackson where he was wearing football shoulder pads and the bat, and you know that was his two sports. Have you thought about some kind of epic photo with all the belts and the medal?
I'm always thinking of things. Oh, of course. I've already taken my Olympic gold medal with my two belts. I mean, it's been my Hall of Fame plaque from USA Wrestling, so it's cool.
I was just gonna say, you know, in bodybuilding, you're only as good as your last performance. And I recall your last performance was spectacular. I mean, it was like you really feel it. You're going to be better now, like 3 years off, fresher, better, more explosive. Like, that's hard to believe because I don't think I have ever seen you perform as well as you did in your last fight.
Yeah, and I think my last fight was the first time that I really kind of understanding the game. And first time really understanding the game where it's really going to, I'm just bringing in new tricks, you know. So it's not like I just retired. Yeah, man, I got fat, but I was still at the gym. I'm still a fan of the sport. And took my time with them. It's going to be a whole year to by the time I compete that I've been actually training. And I'm ready to put it into practice when it comes to competition.
I can't wait to see the new, this refreshed.
All right.
On Radio Row, are you a football fan? I mean, do you follow the sport? Do you follow other sports?
I follow more boxing. I follow combat sports more than anything. Yeah. You know, I wish the Cardinals were better than what they are. And if they were, I'd probably keep up with football a little bit more. So the answer is no.
Okay. So I tell all of the fighters this. I told Dana this on Tuesday. I told him Dana this 3 years ago on Radio
Row. Didn't Dana say football is disappeared? Is he a football fan?
No, he's a big football fan.
Oh,
a big New England Patriots, yeah. A big Tom Brady. Yeah, no, he's a huge football fan. And next year's UFC Super Bowl Saturday will be epic, no matter what, because it's in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
The Super Bowl's in Vegas, so, you know, the whole tie-in. But what I wanted to say to you is, you know, I've been pushing MMA since day one. I told you that, you know, off the air. And, you know, I'm old school where people didn't care about MMA fighters. They didn't care about the UFC. They didn't care. Talk to me about, as you're walking around, now people care. Now people care about the sport. They care who you are.
Yeah, no, it's 100%. I mean, it's crazy the amount of how many people recognize me and see me. I can't, like, you and that's one thing. You can't really recognize a lot of football players because of the helmet.
Right.
Hockey because of the helmet.
Right.
You know, our sport is, like, it's grown where it's become probably more even international than football, than the sport of football, American football itself. You know what I'm saying?
Sure,
so
yeah.
I'm proud. I'm proud of it because I know I'm a part of it too. And, you know, I got to give thanks to a lot of the pioneers. We mentioned Mark Coleman, Kevin Randleman,
yeah.
Randy Couture, you know, Hoist Gracie, Dan Severin, Pedro Rizzo, Tito Ortiz. I mean, those guys were the originals. Chuck Liddell.
He'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah. You know, it's, man, I'm just like, I'm just thankful, man. I'm just thankful for those guys that paved the way. And to be able to see that, to be able to see where the sport has, where it started to where it's at now, it's unbelievable.
What I liked last year, and I talked a couple times about it, Chuck is a really good close friend of mine. He's going to get on a plane early tomorrow just so he can come to Radio Row and do the show.
Uh-huh.
Last year, Joe Montana stopped to watch Chuck Liddell walk by.
Wow.
That, you know, and what I like about it is Chuck was the guy, one of the guys,
yeah.
And still known as one of the guys today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, 100%. Chuck, I mean, all those Hall of Famers. You know, the one that really inspired me the most out of all of them, though, was Randy Couture. Randy Couture, for his age, what he was able to do, always the underdog, able to become not only the light heavyweight champion of the world, but also the heavyweight champion of the world at his age, with the style that he had, never changed, was able to, you know, fight people different, but still with the same style. And I think that's what made Randy Couture extremely unique. So it's still to today, Randy Couture is my favorite fighter.
The underdog.
I don't know if you know this story about Randy. So Randy is fighting Tim Sylvia, you know, for the
yeah,
heavyweight
I
title.
That. I remember that.
And Randy told me that, you know, and that's why I don't ask about game plans. First of all, it's your game plan. You don't want anybody to hear game plans and stuff anyway. And game plans change. You know, like people have said, well, send me your 10 questions. And I always say, I can't send you 10. Because when I ask the first one, you know, Henry may go to a different direction. How do I know what number two is? So Randy said his game plan was, and I don't remember, you know, a right cross, a left kick. He said he threw the right cross. He went to throw the left kick, and Tim was gone because he knocked him down and with the first punch.
Yeah.
You know, and just everybody, just how it all changed just from that first punch.
Yeah.
And Randy is definitely one of those words I don't like to use. And that's legend.
Yeah, no, 100%. And you're right. You shouldn't be. That word is for particular people, and yeah. Randy is one of them. I 100%. You can't just be throwing words like that for anybody. No way. But that's a real legend.
And that's one of my biggest pet peeves.
So C4 is next. But after all the MMA stuff is done, would you ever consider doing a power slap competition?
No. Now, I don't know how long that's going to last for, dude, honestly. I was watching, though. Hell no.
We could be the fifth.
I lose that coin toss, that coin toss, and I'm not playing, man. You know, I am not playing, you know?
What I don't understand is the person who wins the coin toss and defers. Why would you defer? I understand in football deferring.
Who deferred? Who in their crazy mind do that? Like, had people? I haven't seen the show completely because I'm just like, I mean, that makes me cringe. But I'm truly surprised that it's even legal, man. I really am.
To answer your question,
they have to start stalking people or punching people, and we'll defend
at some point. But I'll answer your question: who is crazy enough to defer? Someone who's crazy enough to do it in the first place.
Yeah, not me. I'll pass, dude. I'd rather get punched than slapped, man. Like, punch me rather than
slap. Because number five's got five fingers on one hand. It could be you could have a whole.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to say no.
I'm just trying to. My biggest thing with power slap is.
It hurts.
You're talking about CTEs, man.
It's like, brutal.
Like. Anyway, let's switch the subject before I get...
Yeah, both of us. Yeah. I want to be credentialed next month, so we're going to move on. Before we let you go, anything else that you have going on, any other projects?
No. Just in preparation to my fight, possibly in May with Aljamain. And that's it, man. Just raising my daughter with my wife. And that's it, man. Just taking names, cashing checks, and breaking necks. I got it all twisted, but that's what I'm doing.
We'll end it with that. Henry, thank you very much for your time.
Awesome.
We're going to get your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a case of salsa from Blue Smoke Salsa, as well as, I don't know if you watch Shark Tank, but we do a lot with Mission Belts.
Okay.
So we're going to send you a couple of Mission Belts as well.
Okay.
To add to all your other belts.
Awesome. Yeah. I love it.
Good stuff. Henry Cejudo, Triple C. Let's go hit a break. Come to you live from Radio Row. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Center.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
It all starts here. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars along the spectacular waterfront of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg. Are you ready? Be here. March 3rd to the 5th, the NTT IndyCar Series headlines an action-packed weekend of racing under the sun.
Scott McLaughlin, he is now an IndyCar race winner!
Advance tickets start at $25. Get yours now. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, March 3rd to 5th. Be here.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Carlton Fisk, talking sports with Randy Harris. What do you guys listen for? You crazy or goofy or something?
We are back coming to you live from Radio Row, Rodeo Row, here in Phoenix, Super Bowl LVII, Kansas City taking on Philadelphia. Everybody's starting to switch to the Eagles.
Yeah, it's starting to go that way.
You know, the thing about Mahomes, and you're right, Philadelphia probably is the better team, but that ugly puke green just, I don't know.
Yeah. They got a lot of support, you know, but Mahomes did show in Cincinnati he can change a game with his legs, even if both of them don't work optimally.
Well, as long as you have them. You know, they don't have to.
I took a photo of Jim Rome that didn't have any legs.
Oh. Yeah, well, you didn't. Jim did. We're trying to hunt down our final interview of the day, Ryan Bader.
Yeah, that's your guy.
Supposedly running around here.
Strong, sponsored athlete. And I mean, how could Bader make us wait? Why would he do that?
Oh, somebody's trying to make up to me. I see. I said I've severed ties, blah, 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 blah. He said that he has fish for me.
Oh, must be Captain Kelly Anderson chiming in.
They don't. No. Once ties are severed, it's hard to bring them back.
Is that because they sold loyalty to the Naked Pizza Man?
To a clown, yes.
I told you, clowns are important, Randy. They save lives. What happens if you fall off a bull?
No, you're right. You said that, and it made a lot of sense. You know, I get it. I as stupid as it sounds, I get it.
So, you know, I need my respect. Plus the clown, the Ronald McDonald. I still got my Jim McMahon playing card when I was a kid.
I saw the post you put up. I have that McDonald's card. I have that whole set.
Yeah. It was an amazing. I mean, I can remember being 10 years old vividly because my parents didn't really eat fast food. Like growing up, yeah, we ate at home. You know, it was only special days or certain occasions that we would actually go out to dinner. And I can remember that Saturday morning. I was standing in the lobby. The sun was incredibly hot that day. For some reason, it was so bright inside the McDonald's because of the sunlight. And I got that McDonald's Happy Meal, and it had all the cards in it. I got the Jim McMahon. It was like, and then to get the chance to sit and talk to him and maybe hang out tomorrow at the golfing event, you know, with an absolute legend, Super Bowl Shuffle. I mean, it was, but really, it was kind of the first time, I think, in professional sport that for at least me, it went from like barbaric animals that played football and these really tough guys to like where they had personalities, where they had this Super Bowl Shuffle and the song, and they did a dance video, and it showed like the personality behind the player, right? And then, you know, and now you see it all the time with like Saturday Night Live and the Eli Manning, and like, you know, even with Tom Brady, and, you know, showing his real personality in TV and video. But back then, it was really kind of football players were just kind of these tough guys that just, you know, went to war every Sunday.
I just sent a text to the wrong person.
Okay. Was that Bader?
Yeah, I sent it to Bader by accident. Sorry, not for you.
Uh-oh.
Are you by, please, guys?
How do we lose Ryan Bader? How do you lose a guy with a gold belt?
Well, he's probably not wearing it. No, Ryan, he don't have it.
No, he has it with him. I saw him have it.
Oh, really?
He carried it.
He's carrying it?
It's a small belt, though. It's not a big belt.
It's a mission belt.
It's not a mission belt. I was surprised Henry Cejudo didn't have belts with him. But I guess when you get to that level, you don't need belts. And are you going to trademark C4 before he does it? You might. Go ahead and register that online, Randy. Get that C4 registered before.
I meant to say to Ryan Bader, sorry, not for you, but come here. And it's sent out, sorry, not for you, but please get here. I don't think that was said properly.
You want me to go get him?
No.
No. Let me go force him to come over here?
No, I'm not forcing Ryan Bader to do anything.
Right. You got to make him come.
You know why? Because Ryan Bader's 8-man strong.
He is 8-man strong. And he put a legend out to pasture last.
You know, but you really want me to get in more trouble? You've already gotten me in enough trouble, just so you know.
Oh, how?
Yeah,
with what?
Yeah, you have.
With what?
We'll talk about that later.
What did I do?
We'll talk about that later. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's a belt. Somebody's got a belt over there. Is that a wrestling belt? Looks like it got a bunch of gold and stuff on it. See it on the ledge there?
Yeah. It's a fakeroo.
What?
It's one that you buy in the gift shop.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
How do you know the difference?
I can tell.
Which belt had the jewel stolen out of it?
From another organization that you'd like to promote as well.
I don't know anything about it. But I know I need a belt. You know, that's what I'm missing in my collection. I should have my own championship belt. What do you think about
it? I'm just wearing a mission belt.
Well, I have a mission belt on right now. But I think we should have like a trophy or something for the show. I mean, you see the guys walking around, they have trophies. Like they're like Lombardi trophies, and there's Heisman trophies, and there's like Peyton Manning Award trophies. And we should have like a knockout radio trophy. It should be like a microphone stand with a fist.
But to go to what? To go for...
We could honorary, like make it an honorary like position where it travels, it floats. We like present it to people when they do something like notable or like unbelievable, or they achieve something that's like notable.
So how many trophies do we have to have made?
Well, we just have one. We just pass it around.
Oh, this is yours until somebody tops it.
Right.
So when somebody does something better.
It's yours until somebody takes it away from you. Like, you have to keep it. You have to keep doing whatever it was that earned that title. You got to keep doing it. And then somebody does something more remarkable, you lose your title.
Well, that would be like the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
You know, they return the Stanley Cup.
It travels around, and you don't know where it's going to end up. It could travel all over the world and is photographed all over different countries and different restaurants. And right?
Yeah.
Have you ever held the Stanley Cup?
No, you don't hold it.
You touched it?
Yeah.
Because people like drink beer out of it. Like, you know,
they do a lot worse than that. That's why I would never drink beer out of it.
What's the craziest thing you've ever heard coming out of Stanley Cup?
Somebody took a dump.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
Why would you disrespect the Stanley Cup?
I do not know.
Really?
I do not
know. Is that a true story?
Yeah. You know, I've heard it's been left on the side of the road.
What?
Yeah. Somebody had a flat tire and they took it out of the, and they left it on the side of the road. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, babies have been circumcised in it, I'm sure.
Right, I've seen babies in it all.
Babies
time.
In it, yeah.
A lot of babies.
I really wanted to put Nell in it, you know, when it was at Amelie, but was not able to do that. So I just love people that walk around like they own the place.
Yeah.
You know, they don't care whose space, you know, you come into or get to.
Well, that's Steve Lene. He's part of the show.
All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, Benson Henderson from Bellator and title shot. He's fighting for a title first, then he's fighting for $1 million. We'll talk to Benson Henderson when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Jay Johnstone from the Phillies, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Now remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Keenan McCardell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Okay, we're back. broadcasting day 3, 4, 9, whatever it is, from Radio Row here in Phoenix. And one of the things, first, let's welcome our guest, Benson Henderson.
Thanks for having me on, man.
Smooth, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
One of the things that I love about Radio Row these last couple of years, like I just started to tell you, I've been involved in MMA almost since the beginning. Jesus and I came together and with MMA. You know, when it first started, as you know, no respect MMA. People didn't know MMA. They didn't recognize. I love the fact now you guys are walking around what I think is the biggest media event of the year. They know who you are. They want you on the air.
Yeah.
Back when I was first starting getting this out, they're like, we're going to do the Dove commercial person. I'm like, what? I love it. How do you feel walking around Radio Row?
Whenever I do this kind of stuff, it's always pretty surreal to me. Literally, that's Emmitt Smith sitting right behind you. It's Emmitt Smith! I was like, oh my God, it's Emmitt Smith. So I'm very blown away. It's always very surreal to me walk around doing any sort of like, you know, interviews, talking, celebrity type stuff. It's very surreal to me. I never once in my life imagined being here doing like cool stuff, Media Row and whatnot. So I dig it. I definitely appreciate it.
When I'm in the NFL locker rooms or the MLB, you know, clubhouses, I don't talk baseball. I talk MMA. So they all have loved you guys. It's just they've never been able to get together. So you should see their reactions when they see you walking by. Last year on Radio Row, Joe Montana came up to our booth to watch me talk to Chuck Liddell.
How awesome is that?
Right? You know, so it's definitely cool. I know you have a big event coming up.
Yes.
The beginning of March. Talk about the title tournament.
Yeah. March 10th, I'm going to kick off Bellator's Lightweight Grand Prix. Going to fight Usman Nurmagomedov.
That's why I did what I did.
Smart man. I literally butcher his name every single time. I feel terrible for butchering it, too. But I butcher his name every single time. But we're going to start off the tournament against I keep it short. I say just Usman.
I was going to do that.
I'm going to take on Usman. And luckily for me, for the tournament, for the Grand Prix, I get the title holder very first round. So I'm going to go take his belt. And then after that, you got two more wins, and then I'm going to go fight for $1 million in the finals of the Grand Prix.
And that's what I was going to ask you about. And everybody fights for titles and, blah, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not saying blah, blah, et cetera, et cetera. But it's $1 million as well.
Yeah.
I mean, there's two big bonuses on this.
Yep. Oh, yeah, huge bonuses, huge, you know.
I saw this.
That's Evan.
It's the GOAT.
What does he have, 18,000 rushing yards? Record?
Yeah. Oh, you're the fantasy football guy. We'll get to that.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah. So not just the money, not just the, you know, the accolades and this and that, but being the first ever three organization world champion. I had the WC belt. I had the UFC belt. It's taken me a while to get this Bellator belt, but I'm going to get this Bellator belt. March 10th, I'm going to get my hand raised. I'm with the Bellator belt around my waist, and it's going to take me a long time to have gotten it. But I'm going to appreciate it that much more because of that.
Is it just as much fun now as it was back then? I mean, it's your profession. It's your job. Sometimes your job, you don't enjoy. You know, all of us.
Yes.
You know, there's been times I've wanted to walk away from this, but it's my job.
Yeah.
Is it still just as much fun?
The actual competition in the practice room, competing against my little brothers and little sisters in the practice room, competing, having fun. The fights themselves, I love the fights. I love that. All the other stuff is kind of like, oh, that's part of my job. I can go fly here and do this. I gotta go here and do this. There's some not as much fun stuff, you know. But you learn to take it, you know, get to the good with the bad with the good, and that sort of stuff. But the fighting itself, the practice itself, I still love that. I love the practice. I love to get better. I love to work on my wrestling, work on my kickboxing, work on my boxing. The thing about MMA is that it's always changing. Literally from like year to year, it changes so much. You know, heavy kickboxing. Everyone's doing kickboxing. Everyone's doing kickboxing. You know, and then it turns the next year, everyone's into wrestling. They're doing new wrestling holds, new wrestling takedowns, a whole new system of, you know, takedowns against the cage. You gotta stay up on it. It keeps you on your toes. It keeps you learning. Keeps you growing. And that's what makes it so much fun for me, just playing that game.
The biggest change, as far as I'm concerned, is you used to be able to wear a bathrobe when you fought.
The gi.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, but you're right. Because now, like the leg kick, the lower calf kick.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
A move that they're just reinvented. You know, brought back to be effective in the cage. So.
Yep.
But you know, so we know you're in MMA now. We know bare knuckle boxing kind of prolonged fighters' careers. To give them, you know, not have to worry about takedowns and defenses.
Yep.
and now slap boxing is a thing.
Goodness.
So can we see you in a slap boxing event sometime in the future?
I will not ever. There's not a chance of ever being a slap boxing. I'm on the record. I said there's no way I would do bare knuckle boxing, but I will admit that is intriguing to me. The tough guy aspect of it. I'm not very much of a tough guy, Billy Badass, Terry Tubnuts walking around with my shirt off, nothing like that. But there's an aspect of, bare knuckle boxing. Oh, that's old school, purist boxing, bare knuckle, go get after it. And if they pay enough, money talks.
Right, back
money
to talks. $1 million.
But for slap, power slap, whatever it's called, I would, there's no amount of money you could get me to do it, embarrass myself to do that, but I would maybe do bare knuckle. I think that's pretty intriguing to me. There's a bare knuckle kickboxing also, bare knuckle Muay Thai, Muay Brand, whatever it's called. I'd be interested in doing that as well. Just maybe not like a whole career, maybe not, but make one or two fights to experience it. Say I did it.
You know, everybody is saying about the slap and about this. What about the 5-on-5 MMA? Have you seen that?
I've seen that. Yeah. I've seen that. It's crazy. Yeah. You're going to get blindsided and killed. I'm like, oh, my God, you guys are crazy.
It's 4-on-1. You have one dominant team, the Russians over the whoever, the Germans.
Yeah.
And it's the 5 Russians and 1 German. I'm like, that's movie.
That's crazy.
That's movie stuff. Yeah. So tell me about the fantasy football. The press release I got is you are a fantasy football maven.
I'm not too bad. This year I got a little bit lucky. I won 3 of the 5 ones I was in this year. But the hardest one that I won, the other ones, like, if they're easy and then the guys you're playing against aren't as knowledgeable, it's this is the kind of an easy league. I really don't have to check it every week, but I still win. But the hardest one that I was in, I ended up taking my kids a nap. And they took too long, so I went on auto draft.
The computer did it.
Yeah, the computer did it for me. But luckily, they let me stay in the league. They have a rule: if you auto draft, you're out of the league. They'll bring in somebody else. So luckily, they let me stay inside the league, even though I did the auto draft, and I ended up getting an okay team, and I won the league.
True story, and it's ironic that now the NFL backs fantasy football, because back in the day, back before you were born, a little bit later than that, they wanted no part of it. So I'm going to throw myself under the bus. I called one of the California teams as a sports director at a radio station.
Yeah.
I said, I need you to just get some information. We're talking about X team this weekend.
Yeah.
And they're like, is this for fantasy football? And I'm like, absolutely not. Well, I had the receiver on my team.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get some inside. And
that's
hey,
awesome.
You do what you do.
You do what you got to do.
Who was your first pick?
Who was my first pick? I think maybe it was Christian or Lamar.
All right. I mean, win one, win two. It really doesn't matter. When you draft, what are you looking at first, or does it matter where you are in the draft pick?
Oh, I guess it depends on your strategy. Some years I try to go running back heavy. I think there's like a good amount of running backs who are going to do pretty well.
Right.
So I'll go like running back heavy. I'd rather have like 3-4 running backs. And then my receivers, I get mid-round. Like, the receivers are okay, but I'm going to get most of my points from running backs. Some years I look at it and I see like there's more a plethora of receivers who I think are going to have awesome, stellar years. So then I'll go receiver heavy, and I'd rather have 4 or 5 receivers, tight end, rather than running backs. My running backs, they're okay. I get them in the mid late round, but they do okay for me. But I really sold out for the receivers. So it actually goes up year by year based off who I think is going to, if there's like 10 or 12 stud running backs who are all going to have, 1,200 plus yards in that year, or do I think there's going to be, 10 or 12 receivers who are going to just have monster years. So it kind of based off that.
Who is your favorite football team, and does that affect you when you draft?
Favorite football team is two of them, Carolina Panthers and the Seattle Seahawks. And it does affect me a little bit, but I only allow it to affect me in the later rounds. In the later rounds, if there's a Carolina, if there's a Panther, or if there's a Seahawk guy who's available, but I know they may not get the best stats, I'll probably maybe pick them over somebody else who might get a little bit better stats.
Yeah, because it's tough. I had a team, and I don't really root for NFL teams. We're based out of Tampa, so we do a lot of Bucs stuff. But, I hate to have a Panther when they're playing against the Bucs.
Yeah.
Because it's all about winning the league.
Yes.
Our league, not their league. Yep. So
going back to your career, it's gone back, years and years and years, right? Back when it was pure and raw, where you had to find your own sponsors. You had to go out and get your own endorsements to promote you, to
absolutely
make your dream a reality, right?
Yep.
So the question is, being at NFL Media Week, Troy Polamalu has Head and Shoulders. You got the hair. I mean, what kind of endorsements do you still chase after them like you once did, or are you at a stage now where you don't have to do that kind of stuff?
Yeah, luckily for me, I am at a stage now. I don't really have to go chase sponsors. Every once in a while, I'll see a company I actually like, though, I actually enjoy, and I use their product. I bought a bunch of stuff already. I'll send them an email, or I'll write something. I'll have my management team contact them and see if they want to work anything out. But if not, it's no big deal. I don't really have to chase anything. Luckily for my career, it has gone pretty successful, and I don't really need a whole lot of us. If they want to send me some, I'll take it. I'll be happy for it, but I don't really need it.
You get a hair shampoo sponsor, Steve, and you guys could do some commercials.
Heck yeah. I'll take it.
Well, and it's not even the hair products, because a lot of people have the hair products, and a lot of people have, and you know where I'm going, a lot of people have, hair product sponsors and athletes sponsoring them. Gaylord Perry, who was known to cheat in baseball, endorsed a Vaseline company because he used Vaseline when he threw the baseball.
Yeah.
And toothpick sponsor? I mean, have you had it? Have they talked to you?
That's a
no-brainer.
Yeah, I've had a bunch of companies, like five or six, send me their toothpicks after that. It came out and everything, But no, none of them send me any money, but they sent me toothpicks that I could use for free, no problem, and that was really awesome.
Well, finally, talk about Bellator. Talk about everything that they have done, they're doing, and they're going to continue to do.
Bellator, first thing I'd have to mention is they're sending off to Fedor. I think that was amazing. I was so happy. I was so thrilled as a veteran of the sport who's been around for this long. I'm happy that Fedor got his due justice. I'm happy that Scott Coker was man enough to put it all out there, to make it a big deal, make it a spectacle, and send Fedor off the right way. I think that's amazing. I don't think the UFC, I don't think Dana White would do anything like that for any of their fighters. So I think Fedor was amazed that he was able to get that. And, I appreciate Bellator. I appreciate Scott Coker for doing that. And Bellator, they're doing their thing. They're doing a great promotion company, doing big things. And, their Grand Prix is another one of those things. They're starting off, and it's going to be an amazing event.
Love the picture. I loved everybody there. He wants me to get beat up.
I do.
By you. So I mentioned this on the air. I was a little disappointed. I love Henzo Gracie.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
I love Henzo. But I've yelled at him for doing the same thing. When you're taking a picture and nine legends are standing and one gets down, like, come on.
Yeah.
It's about Fedor. It's about sending Fedor off the way that we all wanted to do. But that photo was legendary. I don't know if there'll never be a legendary photo as much as that one.
Getting all those guys together, the logistics of it, I can't imagine the kind of logistics. And, they all have their own private lives going on, too. So for them to take time out of their life to come there for that one night, it speaks tremendously. It's huge. Yeah, right. It's unbelievable. Like, they're all like me. I'm a fighter. I'm not airheaded, but I get hit in the head a lot, so I forget things. Or, I can't make it that weekend because I have my kids this. Oh, I can't do that, blah, blah. For them all to take time out of their lives to go and have a send-off like that for Fedor, I think it's amazing. But
the good thing for Randy is, he always talks about the relationship photo. When in the holiday photos, you take a boyfriend or girlfriend of the family, but not official married yet.
Oh,
you
put
them on the end.
Put them on the end.
So you can always crop them out.
Henzo.
So he may get cropped at some point.
Benson, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. For coming on the show, we're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a case of salsa from Blue Smoke Salsa.
Heck yeah. Sounds great to me.
Appreciate your time. Best of luck. Get the belt. And I don't want to say more importantly, because you've got to get the belt to get the million, but go get the $1 million.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Awesome. All right, let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from Radio Row. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait.
Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm on.